This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. This Saturday, On Target Northwoods Defense held its last conceal and carry class for the season at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. The class was led by owner Jenny Hole. Jenny is a certified firearms instructor with over 15 years of law enforcement experience. She's worked for the Sawyer County Sheriff's Department for 9 years and is now a probation and parole agent. After training to be a firearms instructor, Hole began by teaching friends and family, but decided to start teaching public classes last year, as well as doing private lessons. And on Saturday, the 8 people who attended the class learned the basics.
So we're just basically going over the laws for concealed carry, and I do Wisconsin and Minnesota, which can give you up to 36 states that you're then able to conceal carry.
Saturday was the last conceal and carry class for this year. Hole says she is working on a schedule for next year and is excited to announce a new addition to her program, an enclosed trailer with a smokeless range.
So people will be able to use cert guns, which is kind of a laser, and it feels just like a real gun, but we'll have scenarios, whether for law enforcement, it could be hostages or an active shooter. For everyday citizens, it's going to have like little competition shooting, things like that. Shoot, don't shoot scenarios. So people will be able to come in and do that along with, you know, doing the concealed carry classes with me.
Concealed carry is legal for residents over 21 in Wisconsin with a concealed weapons license, but firearms training and a background check is required for that license. In 2024, the Department of Justice approved just over 67,000 licenses for concealed carry. They also denied nearly 2,100 applications and revoked, suspended, or canceled nearly 2,000. Governor Evers has declared a state of emergency amidst the ongoing federal government shutdown. According to the executive order, the ongoing shutdown is jeopardizing access to critical programs, including the 700,000 Wisconsinites that rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. In Wisconsin, it's called Food Share. The executive order directs the State Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection to enforce prohibitions against price gouging. The Trump administration announced Monday that it will fund SNAP by 50% after two federal judges issued rulings requiring it to keep the food program running. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging hunters to donate Wisconsin-harvested deer through the DNR's Deer Donation Program to support Wisconsinites experiencing food insecurity. The program helps stock food pantries and supports residents in need throughout the state. Since the program started in 2000, hunters have donated more than 100,000 deer, totaling to over 4 million pounds of venison that goes to Wisconsinites in need. According to data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, more than 700,000 Wisconsin residents, about 12% of the state's population, received food assistance in 2024. With the ongoing federal government shutdown and delayed food assistance, the demand is expected to rise. Deer harvested outside Wisconsin cannot be donated. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services requires deer harvested in certain counties to be tested for chronic waste disease before or at the time of donation. Visit Wisconsin's Deer Donation Program webpage to learn more about the program and the DNR webpage to see steps on how to donate. Well-known Native American storyteller and poet Michael Laughing Fox Charette will be performing at the Sawmill Saloon tonight starting at 6:30 p.m. The self-taught flute player will engage in delight with traditional flute music and storytelling that weave indigenous teachings into a modern-day context. Charette is a member of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and dedicates his artistic talents to educating about Native American history, culture, and ways of life. The event is sponsored by the Cable Natural History Museum. Tickets for members are $10 and $15 for non-members. The Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library is hosting Craft and Conversations at 5:30 this evening that includes making holiday gift tags, the perfect addition to a gift this holiday season. The library will have supplies available for those who attend, but also encourage attendees to bring anything they'd like to add to the gift tags. The session will be held by Karen Golick and designed for teens and adults, and space is limited to 15 participants. Call the library at 715-634-2161 or stop in at the library to register. Craft and Conversation takes place at the library every first Tuesday of the month. Powerful Tools for Caregivers classes will happen today from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Hayward Wesleyan Church. The classes help caregivers take better care of themselves while caring for friends, relatives, or working in a care facility. The classes will give participants tools to stress reduction, time management, communication, and more. Attendees will receive handouts in the Caregiver Handbook, which follows the curriculum and provides additional tools to caregiving. To register or to get additional information, you can contact LCO Tribal Dementia Care Specialist Angela Beckman at 715-558-7938. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A Bucks win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, a Bucks victory thanks to a jump shot at the buzzer by Giannis Antetokounmpo. 117-115 over the Pacers. Doc Rivers says, though, Giannis is getting fouled every night and not getting the calls.
I just think the way he gets officiated is not right. It's brutal, and hell, we can call a foul every time. Well, if you do, they'll stop fouling him. So, anyway, we won.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. College hoops, number 24th ranked Wisconsin over Campbell University, 96-64. Marquette beat Albany, 80-53. NFL. A report says Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs will now miss time with a sprained knee, and tight end Tucker Kraft out for the season with a torn ACL.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, hell of a teammate, hell of a guy. I'm bummed for him. I'm bummed for us. But now other guys are going to get an opportunity.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 54 this afternoon. Tonight, we may catch a sprinkle or two. Our low dropping to around 34. And then tomorrow, sunny, breezy with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.